I'm Walt Lindelohm with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Carol Fulcher with the Iron Ore Heritage Recreation Authority. We talked about the newly restored Carp River Kiln and what's going to be happening on Monday. Here's Carol Fulcher.
On Monday at 5 o'clock, we will be turning the kiln back over to the city of Marquette, because what happened is the city actually owned the stones when they crumbled on the other side of the highway, and they own the property that we are recreating it on. So we had a two-year memorandum of understanding with the city, and that 2 years is coming up, and we hit the timeline. Under the wire.
But you got it done.
After a pandemic and missing some stones
exactly.
And something else and early winter. So, yes.
So this is a kiln that was, it's actual kiln because it was, I think some people might have thought it was a reproduction of it. But this is a restoration of a kiln that was used back in the late 19th century for making pig iron. It was where you heated it up and it was right by the lake there usually and in those gully areas. And this actually used to stand on the opposite side of the highway from where it has been restored, but then it collapsed. And then what happened?
So in 2016, after a heavy, heavy spring snowstorm, the final kiln out of 43 kilns in that area collapsed. I think the city wanted to restore it. Our board wanted to restore it. So there's, you know how these things work. There's
sure.
chatter on both sides, and then finally you come to some agreement, and that's what happened. And my board did a whole drive-through of our trail one time after I had a couple board members, new board members, and we were just looking at capital projects we needed to do, and this one rose to the top. It was really a big story of iron mining in the UP.
Right. This ties into the history of the region, and you're saying that of these kilns, which you can go see this now as a full restoration, there was 43 of these along that lakeshore area.
Yes, and you have to remember, there was no highway back in 1874.
No.
The area looked very different. There was a big furnace there. Stables, railroads. The area was very industrial.
So now this has been a restoration of it. It has been moved to the opposite side of the highway from where it was before. However, this is also so it ties into the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, which runs along there. And you wanted to do more than just make a restoration, correct?
Well, we like nice spots along the trail because I always say you don't want to just go to from point A to B. We're an interpretive trail system. We want to interpret the iron ore history of this area. And so we wanted this little node or plaza. Instead of just recreating the kiln, we actually added some other niceties, like we have a rain garden, there's interpretive signage, there's benches, pavers. It is a very nice spot just to sit and look at the kiln, but also you got the Great Lake right in front of you, so it's a beautiful
exactly.
area.
So you're turning it over to the city of Marquette this Monday, which is now it's going to be there as a site. But this is really truly a community event. I mean, you and the city, your group all worked together, but the members of the community stepped up as well.
Well, the last time I came to see you was when we were doing a patronosity funding and looking for the community to pitch in money, and then we'd get $25,000 from the MEDC patronosity, which we did. So that was a huge commitment that we wanted to build. Shiris Foundation, MEDC, the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. Bill Sanders is the one that designed the plaza for us. Primo came in as the constructor and his crew. And I wish I had all their names right now because they're the ones that built it.
Yeah, they did. And we've been watching this thing get built as best it could. But they went through some of the elements and everything and got it done. Now it is being turned over to the city of Marquette on Monday. If people want to find out more about not only this site, but more about the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, where it runs, how they can enjoy it, what's the best way to do that?
IronOreHeritage.com.
That's Carol Fulcher with the Iron Ore Heritage Recreation Authority. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.